لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی.
That was a great work, and we can see many of us has not, at least I can say from my side, many of us or many of my acquaintances have not even met Imam Khomeini. We have not even, we weren't even born at the time of revolution, most of us. But yet, you see the impact of Ilahi work that is instilled in our hearts. And that basically proves the truth, the victory of this revolution. As the sister mentioned that during Imams, during the revolution time, during the early stages of revolution, people were accusing the revolution and the Imam for with all kinds of different things. They did not want to accept a leader who will implement the true Islam in the government. To which Imam mentioned in one of his famous quotes that these people would prefer to have Shimr-like oppressor, a Shimr-like dictator, but when it comes to Vilayat-e-Faqih, when it comes to a leader who will be implementing Sharia, Islamic, the true Sharia, they have problem with that. The problem has been with the mankind that we are hesitant to get out of our comfort zone. We are hesitant to leave our traditions behind. But it has been proven time and time again that the truth will definitely prevail. Once again, going back to the purpose of this gathering, the father of revolution, Imam Khomeini, stated that we all have the responsibility to know about the divine days like this one, so that it can help us learn and become like those people who make those divine days memorable. Islamic revolution laid the precedence to many other revolutions to take place and many other nations to liberate themselves from tyranny and oppression. That being said, I would like to invite Al-Hadi School's representatives, Insia Zedi, Sara Kazmi, and Marzia Fatma to come on stage and display their art. Muhammad Wali Muhammad Salawat.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Sara Kazmi, this is Insia Zaidi, and this is Marzia Fatma. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajil farajam. A man from the city of Qum will call out to the people towards the truth. He will be surrounded by those with iron hearts. Storms will not weaken them. They won't tire from war and are not afraid of such. They depend on God, and tomorrow belongs to the righteous. I'm sure we've all heard of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, led by Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini. Imam Khomeini was a pious and God-fearing man who was able to bring revolution into the hearts of the people of his country and defy the unjust government of his time.
Imam Khomeini became a medium through which people could achieve their goals. One way through which he thought he could unite the people was through mourning the death of Imam Hussein. Many mourning sessions were held throughout the country. Imam Khomeini thought that mourning embodied the social society under one banner, under a single ideology. Therefore, mobilized the nation in favor of an Islamic objective. No one has had Imam Khomeini's capability to establish intimate and public relationship with the oppressed people and other social classes of the society. Imam Khomeini succeeded to deliver the message of the Holy Quran to Muslims with a simple language, more than any other leader. And this is one of the biggest secrets to the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. These sessions scared the tyrants because it was only through the love of Hussein and the power of the tears shed. Could there have been an uprising such as the one on 15th of Khordad? Iran was a nation which, through its tears, was able to overthrow a 2,500-year-old power.
The tyrants Ridha Khan and Muhammad Ridha especially tried to stop these sessions. Ridha Khan banned any mullah from sitting on a pulpit. Any religious gatherings were prohibited, and if anyone was caught in one, they were right away arrested. Why all this prevention? Why go through the trouble to stop a group of people mourning some person who passed away thousands of years ago, especially since crying isn't really a sign of strength? Well, the answer is, my dear brothers and sisters, that the issue of Ashura is also a political matter. Also, these tears were very powerful. They motivated the small group of people to act against a tyrant with countless armed forces, similar to their master Imam Hussein, who also led a group of minority against the biggest tyrant of his time, therefore transforming it into a political matter as well.
Hayhat min nasilla!
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 These tears strengthened their faith, it increased in their conviction. It reminded them of what lengths the grandson of their prophet had to go through in order for the preservation of their nation. It renewed their loyalty. It prepared them bit by bit. It came to the point that the youth were begging to get onto the war front, and mothers were sending away their children one by one. The followers of the likes of a person like Hussein are never defeated.
لبيك يا مهدي
لبيك يا مهدي
لبيك يا مهدي.
Other than the strong and motivating things that the people fought for, the way in which these were presented mattered as well. Imam Khomeini had a very charismatic character. Imam Khomeini was a person meant for leading. He had characteristics of decisiveness, perseverance, and personal integrity. Even after he was banished from Iran during the rule of the Pahlavi dynasty, he continued to communicate his message and elude restrictions imposed by the regime. He sent messages videotaped in music CDs, in letters, and audio tapes. These were then copied and distributed throughout Iran. Anyone caught with any of his messages were immediately arrested and sometimes tortured to death. He would present his messages worded specifically, designed to communicate simply and meaningfully with the wider segments of society. He kept his message simple and to the point. Even in exile, he was able to keep up the morale of his followers. He kept encouraging them to continue and told them that the Pahlavi dynasty must go and that they must get ready to dethrone the Shah.
There came a time when Imam Khomeini commanded his followers to give the armed forces roses and to embrace them. Slogans could have been heard at that time of, "We give you roses and you shoot us bullets." Many joined their side. The haircut of a typical soldier was restricted to being very short. Soon the government started killing anyone with short hairstyles as they are thought of to be betrayers. At this, the Imam ordered that all the youth should cut their hair short. This made it impossible for the government to carry on because, of course, they couldn't just kill all the youth. So basically, with the help of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussein and their wise, prudent, patient leader, Imam Khomeini, the success of the Islamic Revolution was achieved and the Islamic Republic of Iran was established. Up to this day, this country is an example of oppressed people rising against the tyrant of their time. The Islamic awakening that has been spreading rapidly throughout the Middle Eastern world today was greatly influenced by the courage and valor of the Iranian nation. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them victorious in their struggle. We ask Allah to be the protector of all the oppressed people around the globe and to hasten the reappearance of the Savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi. Ajallahu ta'ala. Thank you for listening to our presentation. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you very much. Mashallah, very nice, very good.